Grossmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again in heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Tom Levy. And he's written a fascinating book entitled Death by Calcium. Now, of course, as an orthopedic surgeon for many years, we saw lots of people with osteoporosis and after osteoporosis, demineralization of bones. And, of course, what we did, we gave them calcium with the idea that it would build up the strength of the bones. You never thought at all that there could be any deleterious effects from giving people calcium. Certainly you get calcium from milk, you get calcium, cottage cheese, you get calcium from lots of things that certainly we eat. And but I was amazed. Right? My good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock, sent me a note, and he said, you've got to read this book, and you've got to get Dr. Levy onto your program. And, of course, Russell's a good friend, and when he tells me to do something, I ordinarily do it. Got the book, read it. I was amazed. And I look back on certainly what those days when I was practicing medicine. The one thing you really want is do no harm. That is certainly, I think, what most doctors really feel, do no harm. And, of course, we just want to make sure we're helping our patients. And the thought that perhaps some of those people we actually gave calcium to could have been damaged by it was a devastating thought. Dr. Levy, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure being here, sir.
Why don't you just pick up the story, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how it was that you happened to begin studying, certainly, the dangers of calcium supplements and what you found when you did.
Well, you know, it was actually 20 years ago. I was a mainstream cardiologist, and I ran across Dr. Hal Huggins, the maverick anti-mercury dentist in Colorado Springs. We started working together. I stopped doing my cardiology, and one of the first things he told me when I was following up on some of his patients who had gotten total dental revisions and were taking a lot of supplements was they all seemed to have high levels of calcium in their hair analysis. Well, I didn't even know what a hair analysis was at the time, and Dr. Huggins explained it to me, and I noticed that mine was high too, and he said, well, you need to make some adjustments in your diet. You need to stop your calcium intake largely, and in 2.5 to 3 years, that hair level will come back to normal, and it did. Well, perhaps that didn't impress me as much as it should at the time, but over the subsequent 20 years, by idle observation, I began to notice the same thing until in the last few years, some incredible literature has come out, some incredible studies have come out that to me, are absolutely unequivocal as to the toxicity of calcium in supplemental form and also in excess dairy form. And over the last 9 months, I did an extensive review of the literature and then put together the book. And probably the best and simplest and easiest thing to say to our listeners tonight is the title, Death by Calcium, sadly enough, is not an exaggeration.
Well, I was really amazed, though, because this was not simply an opinion. Apparently, there have been a number of very extensive clinical trials of peer-reviewed articles that have verified what you thought. And as I read those, I was just amazed to see that there are scientists out there who've done the studies. And yet, of course, I'd never hear about this. Of course, I go to medical meetings on a regular basis, and you would think you would hear some of these things. But unfortunately, there seem to be lots of factors at work in organized medicine. medicine. This is why I enjoy so much doing what we do. I love medicine. I love doctors. And certainly we want to help our patients. And fortunately, we have a lot of listeners all across America who listen to our programs. And Chris, I think that you've done a wonderful job with this book. We'll be back in a moment with Dr. Tom Levy.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than the coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Levy was just talking about a program, a report that was just recently released last year or so, and it was covering 60,000 women who had been followed for a period of up to, 19 years, something like that. And they, 60,000 women, and basically those who were taking calcium intake and had high calcium levels, were taking calcium tablets and had high levels, they had 2.5 times the mortality level that other people did. But why don't you go ahead and repeat what you said about this study? Because I thought that was the most amazing study. And after I read that, I said, I got to get Dr. Levy on my program. I want people to hear this. What again did they find in this study? Please don't hesitate to repeat what you said.
Well, in a nutshell, they found in over 60,000 women followed over a 19-year period that those women that had the highest calcium consumption compared to those women with the lowest consumption, and including both supplements and calcium in diet, which is specifically mostly dairy, those women died at a rate 2.5 times more than the other women. And of interest also is that this was all-cause mortality. Some of the other studies where they've shown increased calcium intake and supplements increased heart attack, that's true. And people think about calcium in their blood vessels and a greater chance of heart attack, and that's true. But one thing that I discovered as I went through all this research, is that the calcium excess that's present in these people is present throughout all the cells of the body. And there's increased intracellular calcium, increased extracellular calcium, and the increased mortality across the board is due to all causes. So this means it's something that's affecting the very metabolism of each cell. And what subsequently became apparent as more and more research papers were reviewed is that all chronic degenerative diseases, cancer, heart disease, any other chronic degenerative disease you can think of, Alzheimer's, all the different neurological syndromes, all of these are associated with increased intracellular calcium in the affected disease cells and tissues. And furthermore, it shows that measures that can bring this calcium back out or just as well block more calcium from going in not only has a favorable effect, but decreases all-cause mortality. So calcium, as it turns out, although it's obviously essential to health, it's essential to health only at the proper amount. And above a certain level, kind of like copper and kind of like iron, it becomes a designated toxin. Copper, iron, and calcium are what I call master nutrients and master toxins. When they get above a certain level in the wrong area, they cause disease, even though at lower levels, they're vital for health and enzyme function.
Well, now, certainly, when you see a woman with osteoporosis and, yes, she has demineralized bones, why there's a tendency on the part of a doctor to put her on to calcium with the idea of getting calcium back into her bones. But what you're suggesting is that really is very faulty reasoning, because the calcium doesn't go into her bones. It goes into her cells, into her tissues, calcifies her arteries, calcifies the valves in her, certainly in her heart, and really has a devastating effect on her general health. Would that be a fair analysis?
That's spot on. It's interesting, but a perfect analogy for what's going on in osteoporotic bone is you have increased oxidative stress, actually bone scurvy, literally, if you will, oxidizing, burning up the bone, and the calcium is coming out of it. This is the same as if you burn wood and smoke comes out of it. Giving burned wood smoke is not going to restitute normal wood, and giving burned out, oxidized osteoporotic bone calcium that emanated from it in the osteoporosis process is not going to construct new bone. But one of the really big sticking points that has confused so many doctors and patients over the years is the bone density test. It's just always been assumed incorrectly that if you can give enough calcium to increase the bone density, you're making stronger bone, you're making better bone. Well, there's no shortage of solid studies that show if you increase bone density as measured on a bone density test with calcium supplementation, you make a better test, but you do not decrease the chance of fracture. It's kind of like putting a fresh coat of paint on a rotten fence. The fence looks better, but it's going to break down as just as much as if you didn't put the paint on it.
And so basically, of course, we'd probably want to use some sort of an anabolic steroid, perhaps an estrogen, to try to build up the protein content of the bone. Would that be a fair analysis?
Well, I go over a number of the things you can do, and certainly there's no question that properly restoring estrogen deficiencies in the ladies is absolutely vital to restoring and rebuilding good bone. But extremely important are magnesium, which is a natural calcium blocker, vitamin K, vitamin D, when you adjust it to the proper blood levels, omega-3 fatty acids, and the hormones, and this includes thyroid hormone. All of these things are critical in calcium metabolism, but the one thing that's common to all of them is you don't give calcium. You get all the calcium you need when you have a properly balanced diet, and I'm not including dairy in that. I'm a natural balance of good food, meat, vegetables, grains, you name it, and you are maintaining a normal blood level of vitamin D. So this is the one supplement that you need to adjust with blood levels, but you need to get your blood level The number is roughly 50 microgram per cc. People don't need to remember that. It's in the book. But you need to take enough supplementation, which for most people, I say most, is about 5,000 units of vitamin D3 a day. And if you keep your vitamin D3 in this level, you take the other means that are decreasing the oxidative stress in the bone and the positive things that have been shown to rebuild bone, and you'll actually not only get the regeneration of new bone, not back to normal. You know, once you have an older person with advanced osteoporosis, it's never realistic to think that you're going to, you know, get them back to bone when they were 30 years old, but you can certainly halt the osteoporosis process, stop the seeding of calcium throughout the body, promoting all the other chronic degenerative diseases, decrease their chance of osteoporotic fraction, and increase the quality of their life.
And, of course, most people really don't understand that the other 80% of our population is magnesium deficient. And, of course, we talk to our listeners very often about the importance of taking supplementary magnesium. You're just not going to get enough of it in the diet ordinarily. And certainly taking supplementary vitamin D. In fact, the reason people get the flu bug in the wintertime is because they don't have adequate vitamin D. And 5,000 units is exactly what we recommend to our listeners. I haven't talked to Dr. Levy in any detail before, but certainly we're coming on the same wavelength. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Can you imagine a scientific study with 60,000 women were followed for 19 years, very, very carefully, and of course they came up with the conclusions, certainly that if you were taking calcium supplements, might have dramatically increased your complications, but specifically death. And yet, certainly, you know, I go to my medical meetings on a regular basis, and I never hear this sort of thing discussed. Why doesn't the average doctor know about these things?
Well, you know, and this is strictly my opinion, an enormous amount of information, and I've discovered this in the course of writing all my books, by going through PubMed and literally thousands and thousands and thousands of articles and abstracts, it's incredible how much mind-numbing information is hiding in plain view. It is truly standard operation procedure, unfortunately, for incredible information to be published, briefly read in a journal for a few weeks to a month, and then pretty much just abandoned. Researchers per se never want to reach conclusions in their articles, no matter how straightforward the conclusion might be. They want to leave that to somebody else. They want to leave that to the doctor. They want to leave that to the physician. And even when they have clinical studies where vitamin C in a positive way or calcium in a negative way impacts the disease, impacts health, impacts chance of death, they'll just conclude their articles by saying, well, this suggests this, and this is what you always, always, always read. This indicates further research is indicated. Well, this research has been going on for a decade, and the sum total of the information in the literature now is mind-numbing. For example, I mean, they show now that they have advanced imaging techniques for the prostate gland. When they looked at malignant prostate glands in men, they found calcification in 22 of 23. Back in 1997, which is getting on there now, about 15 or more years ago, the lead article in the New England Journal of Medicine said women with the greatest bone density have the greatest incidence of breast cancer. Well, that's interesting. Now, what we just talked about earlier about the bone density test and calcium, which women do you think are those that have the greatest bone density?
They're the ones that are taking the calcium supplements.
The ones that are taking the calcium supplements. But nobody even thought to look at that as a reasonable conclusion of the study. They just went off on some other truly untenable hypotheses and didn't see the elephant that was sitting there in the middle of the room.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Dr. Tom Levy. His book, Death by Calcium. I will have to admit, I was shocked when I read the book, but certainly there's no way that you can argue with the conclusions. And certainly when my good friend Dr. Blaylock had recommended this, why, well, I certainly was all in favor. But anyway, we'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Levy.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Go ahead.
Well, okay. Well, you say so much of vitamin D should be administered every day. The way I understand it, I listened to a very influential and very knowledgeable doctor by Dr. Bob Marshall. He's talking about having a level of 80 to 100. 10, I don't remember exactly the wording, of a level of vitamin D in your blood.
Okay.
All right?
So, okay, fine. Joe, I would suggest you get this book. I think it's a very, very important book. Dr. Levy is not selling calcium products. He's not trying to convince you to take them. He's warning you against them. I would suggest you look at the book. It's well worthwhile reading. And let's go to our next guest, and that is Sandy from Tri-Cities and the state of Washington. Go ahead, Sandy.
Good evening, Dr. Stan. Dr. Levy, I had a couple comments for you. I had read an article one time about how that pasteurized milk changed the cellular structure of the milk, where it literally built up on the walls of the veins, and that was causing a lot of problems. I also have a hip that I apparently busted when I was young, and that a part of it is really porous on the x-rays. It looks like cheese. And I was hurting so bad with that, and the chiropractor told me, I guess it was somebody else who told me that they had taken calcium magnesium from the Shackley and lots of vitamin C, and that it had taken away their bone pain. Well, I had extreme lower back and really a lot of pain in that hip. And I took the Shackley calcium magnesium, and then I took these vitamin C, and I took it in fair amounts, and it really helped me. And I'm looking at that, and it has D3 in it and vitamin K and magnesium.
Well, it may very well have helped you, Sandy. Oh, but, of course, what has it done to your arteries? That's the thing. This is an excellent book. I would suggest you simply read it and look at it. And certainly the magnesium is fine. Certainly the calcium is fine. But in this study with 60,000 women, this was a 19-year-old study. Those who took the calcium supplements got into some real problems. But at least you consider the book, and you have to decide if you want to keep doing it. But Sydney, Dr. Levy, what about Sydney? Things like cottage cheese and milk, are these deleterious? Can older people utilize these?
Well, milk as a beverage is highly deleterious because one glass of milk has over a gram of calcium in it, anywhere from 12 to 1,300 milligrams. And this is just already by itself for the day a very large overdose of calcium. Cheeses are very high in calcium as well, but you tend not to eat cheese in the same volume that you would drink a glass of milk. So a limited number of cheeses can be good to maintain variety in your diet. One thing I did not mention in the book, but I think is very, very important, is that butter and cream, they're the fatty part of the milk. They don't have that much calcium, and they're very positive nutrients to take. And for people who just can't pull themselves away from having milk with their cereal, this might sound crazy to some people, but I guarantee it's not. You buy heavy whipping cream, put 50% of that in there and the other 50% water, and enjoy your cereal.
Okay, anything else you'd like to say, Sandy?
Yes, I wanted to know, what would Dr. Levy recommend for me to take for this porous bone? Because I was just thinking about getting back on that program again, because now after a year and a half, I'm starting to have more pain in that, and I'm wondering, what would I do to rebuild more bone?
Okay, I think that's a very legitimate question. Dr. Levy, would you like to mention what women's postmenopausal, are you postmenopausal, Sandy?
Yes, I am.
All right, what can postmenopausal women do to actually to build their bone up?
I'm going to go through a bunch of things quickly, and of course it's all covered in much more detail in the book with the justification, but number one, you have to realize bone is arterial scurvy, which is bone is osteoporotic bone is bone scurvy. You have a very deficient antioxidant status. And you were talking about taking vitamin C. That's good. You need to take large doses of C, large doses of a bioavailable magnesium like magnesium glycinate, large doses of vitamin K2, vitamin D to adjust yourself to a blood level of 50 micrograms per cc, omega-3 fatty acids. You need to be properly adjusted on your estrogen. You need to make sure that your thyroid hormone is in balance. And this might seem out of the ballpark here, but I'm going to tell you, you have to address the toxin content in your body, because this is what causes the oxidative stress to continue unchecked. People that have root canals and mercury in their mouth have a much greater difficult time reversing the disease processes when all of those toxins are going into their body continuously.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley. You're most of you down there. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Dr. Tom Levy. His book, Death by Calcium, and basically, Sarah was calling from Tri-Cities, Washington, wanted to know how much calcium you'd be safe in taking as a supplement. And Dr. Levy's position is, you certainly wouldn't want to take any. You'll get calcium. First of all, the calcium's coming out of your bones. You not need more calcium. As your bones demineralize, of course, you begin to lose calcium. It gets into your cells and creates all sorts of problems. But, of course, Dr. Levy stresses the fact that you should be taking magnesium. You should be taking vitamin K. You should be taking vitamin C. You should be taking certainly large doses or fairly substantial doses of several other things. It's all very well covered in the book, Death by Calcium. Anything else you wanted to ask, Sarah, before we let you go?
Yes, several things. First of all, Dr. Stan, do you carry the book? Can we?
Yes,
get it
we're going to carry the book, and you can call our telephone number, 800-544-8927. I think it's an important book.
I do, too, and thank you for offering it. Now, another question. Does strontium help in the formation of bone? And if it does, what's the limit on that?
Strontium does help, but I don't know that it needs to be supplemented separately. If you just address the issues that we talked about there, all the studies show that fracture incidence decreases, bone density without calcium increases, and fracture incidence decreases. A lot of times in the advanced patients, the bone pain begins to disappear. That would be something that you would decide with in concert with your doctor whether you wanted to add that to your regimen or not.
Okay. Anything else, Sarah?
Yes. You talked about having estrogen. For those of us who are menopausal, do you still recommend estrogen? And if so, what type of estrogen would you recommend?
This is covered very extensively in the book because it's a complex issue. There's no question that improperly administered estrogen can cause increase in heart disease. There's also no question that estrogen deficiency can cause heart disease. So it shouldn't be ignored, and you and your doctor should get together and generally take a bioidentical form of estrogen, oftentimes best administered transdermally rather than orally, and with regular monitoring of blood work to see that your blood is maintaining a normal profile and not a profile consistent with atherosclerotic heart disease. Your lipids, your glucose, your cholesterol, all these things should not be being pushed in an abnormal direction by your hormonal replacement. But it should not be ignored. Women with low estrogen, men with low testosterone, anybody with low thyroid hormone, they will have increased heart disease and increased death from all causes. So just because too much or improperly supplemented hormones can cause problems is not a reason to ignore the need to bring it up into the normal range. But it should only be brought up into the low normal range. Don't shoot for any higher than that.
Okay, anything else, Sarah?
I guess that's all for now. I'm sure I'll think of a dozen more. But does your book tell what levels you need to have or how much like magnesium you need to take, how much vitamin K?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that in your book?
Right. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you're out across America and you have a question or comment for our guest, Dr. Tom Levy, who's written a book called Death by Calcium. Now, Dr. Levy, do you have a web page you'd like to get out, information so people could perhaps go to your web page and get additional information?
Yes, very simple. It's peakenergy.com, PEAKENERGY.com.
Okay, it's peakenergy.com. And basically, this really came as such a shock to me. I never even considered the fact that suddenly people taking calcium supplements could get into trouble from them. And basically, of course, is the hair analysis something that is important to do today? Or how would people determine what their level of calcium is in their body? Certainly, now you can get a blood level of calcium, but is it significant as knowing what's going on intracellularly?
No, except for very, very few individuals that have parathyroid problems, blood levels of calcium are of little or no use and are not going to be a barometer of your overall calcium status. What most older individuals should try to get as a baseline, in addition to the baseline blood work, is a coronary artery calcium score test. That's a computed tomography test that looks at calcium deposits inside your coronary arteries. The proper and normal result of the test is to have a zero level. But many older individuals, probably a majority above the age of 60 to 65, have some degree of coronary calcium, and the more calcium they have, the more likely they are to have a heart attack. But this is also an important point. The higher that level is, the greater your chance of death from all causes, because that calcium in the coronary artery is reflective of an increased calcium content throughout your body. It's just that that test is particularly visible and allows you to measure a spot where it characteristically accumulates to a degree that can be measured. So most people interested in preventive health should get this coronary calcium test. And if it's all positive, if there's any number at all, 5, 50, 500, you've got too much, and you need to seriously examine your supplement regimen, your dietary regimen, and your general regimen, all of which is discussed in the book, to decide what you can do to push that calcium back in the opposite direction.
All right, and I think that is certainly a very, very important situation. So basically, well, now, should people be getting a hair analysis or not? Or you see, really the thing to do would be to get this coronary calcium test?
Yes, I mean, the hair analysis is it's the hour hand, and the coronary calcium score is the second hand. It's much gross and less precise. The coronary calcium, although the coronary calcium test does not change rapidly, when you make the positive changes, you should be able to show within a follow-up of 6 months that the calcium inside the arteries is mobilizing and the calcium score is dropping.
Well, basically, of course, if you certainly have excess calcium, does it tend to certainly precipitate out on your heart valves and then interfere with their function?
Yes, absolutely. And that's another point, and there's a lot of studies that are cited in this regard, is the direct correlation of so many different cancers with calcification. When women get their mammogram, and I'm sure you know this, Doc, what are they looking for? They're looking for microcalcifications, because this virtually always heralds the spot where breast cancer develops. Same thing in the thyroid gland. The more calcification there is in the thyroid gland, the greater your chances of malignancy.
Well, do you think then that the actual calcification suddenly predisposes people towards getting cancer?
You know, it's very much of a chicken-egg thing. Whenever there's cancer, there's increased intracellular calcium, always. I believe there are things that will cause cancer and in the process bring the calcium up, and there are things that bring the calcium up and directly cause the cancer. But we know in cell studies, for example, that when you start pulling cancer out of aggressive malignant cells, you make them less aggressive and less prone to metastasis, and if you pull enough calcium out, you can get a rechange to a normal phenotype. So it's, and also we talk about toxins like mercury. Guess what something like mercury, methylmercury, does to the calcium inside your cells? It actually facilitates calcium uptake into the cells so that you increase the calcium to the point that you increase oxidative stress and you have cell death. And I believe this is the mechanism for most significant toxins, is they start allowing excess calcium to accumulate inside the cell.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Dr. Tom Levy, his book is Death by Calcium, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And of course, Dr. Levy cites a number of studies. I mean, there have been dozens of studies out there, haven't there, to show the relationship between excess calcium intake and early death?
Oh, yeah, that and many more. They show it. A lot of the earlier studies just were concentrating on heart disease, so they early on showed that increased calcium supplementation increased your chance of heart attack. Well, that's bad enough as it is, but it wasn't until more recently that they started showing that the increased calcium supplementation and calcium intake is associated with death from all causes. And this is what triggered me to look deeper into the literature and realize, after going through an enormous number of papers, that the more calcium you put inside any cell, the sicker you make it. And that all chronic degenerative diseases, especially cancer, but all of them, are associated with abnormally increased intracellular levels of calcium. And you just cannot have normal cellular function until you find a way to get that intracellular calcium back to normal. They have some prescription drugs, interestingly enough, probably some of the only prescription drugs that I can say are really good things, called the calcium channel blockers. And they have studies that show calcium channel blockers decrease all-cause mortality. That's pretty, to me, pretty impressive information to show the pivotal role that abnormally elevated levels of calcium have in basic pathology, regardless of the underlying disease process.
Well, let's go to Arlen, who's calling us from Brunswick in New York. Hi, Arlen, do you have a question for us?
Yes. Does it affect men and women? What's the level of calcium in men and versus women? I hear a lot of talk about women.
All right. What about men? Because, of course, Dr. Gadivia talked about this study of 60,000 women over a period of 19 years. What about men? Are suddenly men in the same situation?
Well, the study was done on women because women are smaller. Their osteoporosis progresses more rapidly and is more significant, statistically speaking, than in men. But the problem is just as bad in men as in women. You'll have more women that will get osteoporotic fractures simply because they start out in life with smaller bones. So there's less to lose. If you lose the same amount, you're going to have a much more brittle bone in a woman than you will in a man. But All the other things that we're talking about, they apply to men as much or more than the women. Rather than the estrogen, the men need to have their testosterone brought back into the low normal range, and all the supplements that we're talking about, and the absolute avoidance of calcium. I mean, over a third of Americans over the age of 45 have evidence of arterial calcification. Arterial calcification is never normal. It means you have so much calcium circulating in your blood that it starts depositing out in your arteries, just like stalactites and stalagmites precipitate out inside a cave. And it's the actual same type of calcium that precipitates out, usually calcium carbonate. So when you do these measures, any incidence of increased calcification can start to be reversed. All of the things I mentioned earlier, as far as supplements go, actually mobilize calcium and start bringing calcium deposits back into solution so the calcium can be properly excreted, or if you're taking the proper supplements, start restoring good bone. But the basic answer to the question, men versus women, this is absolutely just as important for the men as the women. It's just that osteoporosis has evolved to being more of a woman's disease than a man's disease, although it's not really.
Okay, Arlen, does that answer your question?
Yeah, what about coral calcium?
What about coral calcium?
No supplemental calcium is good. Okay. And the thing about coral calcium, it's been especially hyped because, wow, it's natural. Natural must be good. Well, you know, mercury occurs in nature. All the toxins occur in nature. And as it turns out, coral calcium is predominantly calcium carbonate, which is rock. A lot of traditional calcium supplements like dolomite is calcium carbonate, and they grind it up into a fine powder. Do you think if you grind up a chrome bumper, you're going to make a chromium supplement? Things that are supplemented, and I'm not recommending calcium be supplemented in any form, but other things that need to be supplemented in biologically available form. They need to interface with the plant before you take them. You just can't take something inorganic, something metallic, grind it up, and think that it's going to be bioavailable. But in direct answer to your question, no coral calcium. No supplemental calcium of any kind.
Oh, does that answer your question, Ireland?
Yes, sir.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much for calling. And let's go to Charlie, who's calling us from Cincinnati. Hi, Charlie. How are we doing?
Yeah, hi. Hi, doctor. Excellent program. I had a question for the good doctor, Dr. Tom Levy here. What about, I'm a vegan and I drink, what do you call it, almond milk on the cereal. Is that okay? Is that a no-no?
Well, we have a chart that shows the calcium content of not only of milk, but of these other, called them nut milk. Most of the nut milks have very high levels of calcium, and to make it worse, they decide to put additional calcium in it as well. What I would say at this point in time is you need to, in addition to following your blood work, is very important. You sound like a young man. How old are you?
61.
That's young. I'm 63. That's young. This is the age where men drop dead. And they don't drop dead because the boogeyman came along or just because you had bad luck. They drop dead because calcium has been accumulating in their arteries over the last 30 years. And now the atherosclerotic pact reached a point where if you're unlucky, the blood vessel just blocks off and you drop dead and you don't develop an angina syndrome for an extended period of time. So get your baseline coronary artery calcium score. A score of zero is not a guarantee you'll never get a heart attack, but it's a great start. And if it is a positive score, then you need to very carefully look at everything that I talk about in the book and make sure that you get on a protocol where you start to turn that score back in the opposite direction.
And, Charlie, that is an excellent book. It's called Death by Calcium. If you call our 800-NEVER, they can tell you about it. If they can't, we'll get in touch with you. But 800-544-8927. I'm really amazed at that. Anyway, we'll be back in a moment. Thanks very much, Charlie.
All right.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is God bless and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I do hope you enjoyed our interview this evening with Dr. Tom Levy. Basically, of course, there's so much medical information we should get out there. If you certainly, we have an excellent DVD with Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's called Vaccines and Brain Development. Vaccines and Brain Development. We have a couple of 4-CD sets of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock, and we certainly recommend those too. With the 4-CD sets of my interviews with Dr. Blaylock, will suddenly give you some of the medical background of information that you need you're not going to get elsewhere. So these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-CD set on magnesium. Now, I take magnesium every day, and it's amazing how magnesium can influence your intestines, your brain. It can influence your bone and your heart and your muscles, and it's a vitally important mineral. We offer it. I will have to tell you that I've been taking this, and I will take it on a regular basis. And we recommend it for our listeners because most people are magnesium deficient. And we do have the magnesium supplement available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We also have a vitamin D3, 5,000 units, which is just what Dr. Levy recommends. And then, of course, we have all sorts of other things. We've been carrying a calcium supplement, and I think we're probably going to just discontinue that because the last thing I want to do is offer people things that may be harmful to them. So basically, if you'd like to certainly get a list of the health products we carry and all the other health products I think are very, very beneficial, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will certainly go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day and archived 24 hours a day. You can watch the old DVDs that we've done. Many of them are classics. You can certainly read our newsletters that I've written down through the years. You can certainly go to this new section we have on other information on the internet or videos on the internet. You'll find all of these things on our website at radioliberty.com, where we try to post something there every couple of days, which we think is important for you to have and for you to be able to share with others. So we're moving into some very difficult times. I really believe there's going to be a financial catastrophe very, very soon. I do believe that we're going to see God bring his judgment on America because America's turned against God, and how this is going to work out, I don't know. But I do hope that you will have a personal relationship with our Lord. And if you don't, you don't have a minister to talk to, you can always contact us. We can try to put you in touch with some of the people we know that really can hopefully bring you into that sort of a personal relationship, which will ensure eternity. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which goes into this true nature of the spiritual battle that we're engaged in, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, because, of course, it simply points out that back of it all, that foes have plotted, back of all the saints have planned, back of the scheme of men and demons is a higher hidden hand. Warp and woof our heaven created every pattern good and wise, oft neglected by earthly status, but good and wise in heavenly eyes. And though the cause of evil prospers, yet his truth alone is strong, though our portion be the scaffold and upon the throne be wrong. But that scaffold sways the future, for in the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch of his own. And we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I would simply point out that there is a plan to kill off and eliminate large parts of our population. And one reason why information such as we're presenting tonight, or information you can get from Dr. Blaylock, and our information on magnesium and other things is being actively suppressed. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
From the mouth. with love.
Kind of makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you through the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of the Judeo-Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're the views of our good friend Barry Shamish. And Barry certainly had moved to Israel and was there for 30 years as an investigative reporter. And he certainly recognized the total depravity and corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government. Certainly went there as an idealist, began to realize the corruption was there. Certainly he was in contact with the death of Rabin and certainly the recent death of Sharon. And basically, of course, because of threats against Barry's life, he was forced to come to the United States. But he still writes articles that are widely circulated in Israel. He has his own radio program here in the United States, but he also certainly has a radio program with us. We try to get him on every week or so to bring us up to date with what's happening in Israel, because as a Christian, I believe that certainly this is the center of so much of what's going on today, and certainly that area is in turmoil. Certainly the Israeli and the American governments are financing Islamic terrorists and radicals in Syria who are violently anti-Israel. Why would America and Israel be fighting, financing elements that are anti-Israel? Well, so much of what goes on over there just doesn't make sense. And we asked Barry to come on with us, certainly to try to bring us abreast of the things that are going on over there so we can begin to prepare for what I believe are some very difficult times that are going to be occurring here. Because I believe, of course, that God is going to bring judgment on America, because much of what we're doing is going to be very harmful to Israel. But go right ahead, Barry. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, this week, look, I have predicted Sharon's death, and it got in there just in time. It's all over the internet. So from that point of view, look, there are tons of comments, and I'd already said them, quite frankly. That was the main news in Israel, who the man was and what he did and what he damaged and all this. But who cares? I'm going to do a show that last week I had to prepare for. Took me hours to prepare for the show. So you're going to get a lucky show. You're getting my Return of the Giants show.
All right, fine. In fact, we actually have a 4-CD set titled The Return of the Giants, which basically interviews with Barry. But I think it's an important subject. Please go ahead, because I think it's an important subject and something that certainly ties into much of what we talk about here. And that is the fact that there really is certainly a lot of things going on and even supernatural things that most people just don't understand. But go right ahead, Barry.
Before CD set made the interviews with me, but the fact is I interviewed all these people. I did it for Worldwide TV. Basically, it was just to make a living. There was a setting called Show. They paid me $3,000, big money in those days, for the first show. And then I did four others. I did five episodes of sightings. And in doing so, I met them all. I met the main witnesses, one after another after another. So it's not just slight research. This one went about as far as you could take it.
Now, let's start with what happened in Israel. That oh, I hear the music already.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, our guest is Barry Shamish. And we're going to be talking about one of my favorite topics, because we did a series of conversations with Barry a couple of years ago on the fact that he had actually had an opportunity of interviewing a number of people of Israel. And there was a period there where there were a number of amazing sightings. They came on and they lasted for a few years. They discontinued, but of course, they were told the return of the giants. We'll be back in a moment right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We, the staff at Freeze Dry Guy, have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
A moment. And Barry certainly is talking about his experiences. He actually was working to produce DVDs, videos on this for television. He also wrote a book. You wrote a book about it, didn't you, Barry?
Well, I started writing before the DVDs came.
Okay, fine.
The writing got them started, and then I dug deeper.
And you guys basically, was it 1987, just before
Yom Kippur? That was the first one, yes.
And 1987, just the day before Yom Kippur, this gentleman certainly saw this craft, certainly adjacent to the beach, and basically it looked like a UFO. It had lights on it, but of course it was very close to the beach, and when they went back a couple of days later, they found that there were areas in the sand that had been burned. But you pick up the story, Barry.
No, there were areas that weren't burned.
Areas that weren't burned. Okay, go ahead.
The sand was burned, but the vegetation was a perfect 3.5-foot column pilot. Whatever he was sitting in front of a dashboard of some kind. There it was in the sand. Now, Avi gave me some sand, and I sent it to Well, sightings, I believe, Dan, was NBC. I sensed the sand. Dr. Levengood was his name, the physicist. They subjected it to laboratory tests. And, well, I'll tell you, it sold my case. The sand particles were covered by some low-melting hydrocarbon. They melted before the camera. And the lab couldn't find a real good explanation for it. All right, really. Oh, human, just natural human. They couldn't explain it. So that kind of beefed up my credibility. But then, Shigmona Beach didn't end. There was a repeat performance on June 6th of 88, when a similarly shaped craft once again was seen, and it burnt itself on the sands of Shikimona Beach, about 100 yards north of the first site. Now, this was followed by the most spectacular display of all. On April 27, 1989, two teenagers on the beach, I assume they were doing teenager stuff, they witnessed a UFO explode into thousands of shards over Shikimona Beach. Now, by now, Israeli ufologists were more than ready to handle the latest incident. The beach was strewn with burning white metal, thousands of pieces, in the water, on the sand. They were all over the place. The metal glowed in the water. But when it was picked up, the shards became a white ash. Now, the scientists from the Technion Institute of Technology tested the site and found the magnetism was 6,000 times higher than the surrounding area. The shards were found to be made of pure magnesium. And by the way, don't ask for an explanation. This is just the way it was. Magnesium, magnetic, they turned to white dust. Well, all of this was sent to NBC, and all of this did me nothing but good, I can tell you. But there is an issue that not just NBC captured me on. Above Shikimona Beach, oh, let's say you walk 200 yards straight above Shikimona Beach, is a cliff, and there's a biblical shrine there called Elijah's Cave. Now, this is the place where Elijah, allegedly or not, it's called his cave anyway, preached. And somewhere nearby, he challenged the Canaanites to a duel of gods. Two bulls were tethered, and the gods were ordered to roast them. And needless to say, Baal didn't do it. But Elijah's God sent a ray of light from heaven, which cooked the bull on the spot. That was a pretty good similarity to the ray of light shone on Shikimona Beach three times that year. Now, inside the cave of Elijah is an ancient drawing. It's over 2,000 years old. It was just a splitting image of the craft burnt to the sands below. Now, the sightings team decided it was a coincidence. They decided maybe it was a bat. But Michael Hesman came to film my work, and he had no certainty it was a match for the burned sand pictures. Now, look, you can fight about the cave's meaning. I'm not so sure it's such a big coincidence, quite frankly, the ray and the bat and everything. But I don't say yes because I don't know for sure. But I'll tell you something. Between us on this show, I think I veer towards Hesman and not sightings on this one. But nonetheless, something very unique happened at Shikimona Beach. Whatever these alien craft were, and I don't answer that, they revealed the dimensions of the craft and apparently the pilots, as well as what they were made out of. Now, these weren't just crop circles. These were, for some reason, I believe, messages. I believe three on the same beach, two burning the ray of light and leaving their image in the sand. one exploding. I don't know where that fits in, but it all happened in Chicmona Beach. Now, this was pretty darn good stuff, right? The witness was a pretty good, darn good witness, and he had the materials, but the real activity started, five years later, let's say. Now, there was kind of a hiatus. There really wasn't. But as for Chicmona and Kadima, those were such big activities, it seemed like a hiatus. But there was, nonetheless, in 1991, over the village of Stemoshe, that's about 5 miles from Kadima, Ellie Cohen, after watching an unexplained craft over his house for 2 nights, captured it on videotape. And several minutes of the tape were filmed after daybreak, making it a really convincing record of a UFO. Now, again, as near as I can figure, they were just scouting Kadima in 1991, but they returned in full force in 1993. Now, folks, you have to follow me. I live this, and it's all real. And wherever it fits into your reality, it's all real. On the early morning of April 20th, that's 93, see Port Carmel. Her house seemed to glow from within, so she stepped outside. And this was like at 6:30 in the morning. I assumed she was asleep. She slept outside and saw what she thought was a new fruit silo somebody put up in her backyard, outside her backyard. There was a big field there, very serious field and outside her backyard. But then she's looking at the silo and sees it add a second story to itself before her eyes. Now, 10 yards to the side of this magical silo, Tsipor saw a 7-foot being wearing metallic overalls. I'm quoting her now. His head was covered in what looked like a beekeeper's hat. Now, Tsipor, you know, of all the witnesses, she had the wackiest side about her. Not that she's not telling lies, but she had a side where people could think maybe she's telling lies. Who knows? But she put it all together and said to this 7-foot being, "Why don't you take off your hat so I can see your face?" The being answered her telepathically. By the way, every time they answer telepathically in your language, must have been Hebrew, he said, "That's the way it is, Zekaka," in Hebrew. Now, this was the first publicized close encounter. Tsipora could have been dismissed, except within 10 days, two more circles, 4.5 meters in diameter, that's the size of all the giant circles you'll see shortly. She found two more, and in them were two materials you should know about. One was very pure silicon. I don't think a man made silicon that pure back then. There was a reddish oil. And again, sightings, by the way, sightings tested the silicon, they tested the circle. The silicon was purer than they'd ever seen, but the red liquid, now, it's not all that interesting, except it had a big, big spike in an oil composed of cadmium. Very poisonous and not usually an oil. And what's it doing there? What's it doing in the field? For that matter, who had enough silicon to throw around the field? Well, these things returned. Now, at the end of Tsipora's incidents, there were incidents with neighbors that ran away, didn't want to speak to me. They were haunted, so I didn't get to know them well. But I did get to know the one of the two people who knew each other. Tsipora knew Shoshihud. They weren't friends, but they were neighbors. Now, Shoshihud is the treasurer of of the town of Kadima. We'll get back to her in a second.
You go right ahead. I'll tell you when to cut off. Go right ahead.
Look, she's very, very down to earth. She awoke in the middle of the night. This was in May. Seaport was in April. She saw a 7-foot, this is her quote, round-faced being in silvery overalls, circling her bed as if floating on his shoes. That returns that description. But the creature telepathically assured her he was not there to harm her, and she relaxed. A few minutes later, he floated through the her wall outside.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Savage.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Two seven.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is describing his experience with this woman who actually has seen on several occasions this supernatural being.
Once.
Oh, she saw it once. Okay, you go right ahead. But anyway, she saw this supernatural being.
We haven't got there yet.
Okay, you go ahead.
You're talking about Batya Shimon, not Hana Somach. Yes, the next one is not in Kadima, as a matter of fact. Look, this TV show brought on two other witnesses who saw the same 7-foot creature. One wouldn't say anything to me. One was terrific to me. That was Batya Shimon, and yes, she saw it twice. She had a very strange... by the way, I want you to know, both Batya Shimon and Hana Somach got pregnant, don't know how, and lost it. And in the case of Hana, she showed the health clinic papers to them. She was pregnant. Now she's not. And they don't have a good explanation, but there it is. And in the case of Batya Shimon, she phoned me from Los Angeles and said, I'm pregnant. I said, congratulations. She said, no, I can't be pregnant. This was weird stuff, I got to tell you. And all of these women, 7/8 are Sephardic. Well, you know, it's a Puerto Rican. I don't think you can make a generalization there, although it is a majority for whatever reason.
Are you saying these are Sephardic women?
Well, not all of them.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, Batya Shimon was, and Hana Somach. Hana Somach, maybe not, actually. Batya Shimon was. Now, in early July, 2 7-foot-tall, bald creatures beamed themselves. Now, there's a difference. She lives on the 7th floor of an apartment in Rishon LeZion, which is quite a ways, you know, by Israeli standards, anyways, from Kadima. But they got into her 7th floor, two of them. They told her telepathically not to be frightened, just like all the other women, and she immediately relaxed. She then felt that they had, quote, friendly faces. Then they roamed her home, quote, floating on their shoes. They're all telling me it's amazing. These women don't know each other, all right? And they're dusting her houses with a yellow foul-smelling powder. She thought it was sulfur. But one of the beings saw her, went into her son's room and saw his aquarium. And he became very excited and called his colleague over. After a few minutes, they beamed themselves through the wall outside. They didn't go up the elevator. Now, first of all, why would you travel thousands of light years to see an aquarium? Again, these are not things I even dare to answer, but the other similarities, them floating, them going through walls, which means they weren't physical in the way we know physical anyways. The husband slept through it all. All of it was the same. The women didn't know each other. And I can assure you they didn't gather to make up this crackle story for no reason whatsoever. Look, what you have are telepathic encounters with 39-year-old women held by the same 7-foot bald, round-faced giants. Now, that's pretty darn good for 1 year. But the next year, the giants return, and this time they're different. Now, get ready. We just covered two incidents. Shikmona Beach, Kraft burns himself into sand below Elijah's cave. Kadima, well, actually, there was more than Sipport and Shosh. There was also Hana. But nonetheless, three women are haunted by these things. See, 7-foot giants. Then you have got, you've got Rishon LeZion, and then you've got Hana Somach and Burgata. In short, that's a heck of a lot of witnesses to giants. And believe me, these people weren't New Age. They weren't inclined in that way whatsoever, okay? None of them were. Now, if there was absolute proof Oops, I hear the music.
You go right ahead. I'll tell you when to quit. Go ahead.
If there was absolute proof, we got to hit your seats. That, by the way, was near my town, about 10 miles from my town, and I went there in the morning of this with my son. Was my daughter born? I don't know. I remember my son being astounded, and I'll tell you why in 1 second.
All right, fine. Well, I guess it's Barry Sammis, and basically he's just describing these women who have the encounters with these giants, and of course, in the background, very often there are these Sydney UFOs or some sort of a spacecraft, and there's evidence.
No, there's a marking in the ground of 4.5.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Barbara did see the spacecraft. She did, actually.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and now Barry is talking about Sydney. A couple of gentlemen, and they were Sydney one evening. One of them was actually sort of the sheriff of this community. And
not sort of, he was.
He was the sheriff of the community. And was it he or was it his friend who saw this giant?
They both did.
They both saw this giant.
Was first. He opened the door and Danny looked through the window.
And this must have been very, very heavy because they were able to find the large tracks. And how deep were those tracks?
Well, at the heel, they were, I'm sorry, at the heel was only 5, but was at the toe it was 35. Look, the police saw a few of these tracks and they called the Army. They thought there had to have been a terrorist incursion. The Army came in and with their military trackers, and you want to talk stumped, the tracks carried on for 8 kilometers. All right. and they must have been walking on tiptoe. Again, just to repeat, at the heel 5 centimeters and at the toe 35 centimeters, and every now and then there was a round, I called it a walking stick. By the way, Hertz will guess that as well. And every now and then the tracks jumped 10, 12 feet, which means it was flying. Look, in my reality, I didn't know what to make of that. And by the way, Herzl's reality was beyond just witnessing the giant. He had to go to the hospital. His gonad blew up. They didn't know what caused it. There was a physical reaction. As for Danny, I met with him, and he was too utterly stunned to talk to me. Couldn't do it. Look, what we're talking about, even the deepest skeptics couldn't argue that giants were sighted, and they left proof that was impossible to dispute. 8 kilometers. Look, my son came with me. I tried jumping into one of these tracks. I couldn't go a millimeter. I asked my son to step into the tracks and see if he could make one of these tracks. Of course he couldn't. Whatever these made them, I don't know how, but again, either they were very, very, I don't know how, you know, to this day. What was guessed was that they were enormously heavy. That was a truck or something. The authorities had to leave an explanation. The best they came up with was it was left by an unknown cult. Now, that would have to be a real unknown cult whose ceremonies include dressing as giants and leaving miles of unidentified tracks. That'd have to be some cult. That's the best they could come up with. Now, after Yatsits, there were giant sightings, but not as good. I stuck with the real good stuff. For my TV and for my book. I want to make this indisputable. And by the way, this just never stopped. It just never stopped. 1996 was the year of UFO videos. The sightings may have come to an end, but their craft, no, it's more than their craft. My goodness gracious. I'm thinking about Netanya Ben-Shoshi and her family. Look, he saw, a complicated story. She had a partner, Elan. What a pain in the neck he was, but she was very steady. I'm not sure if you know the name Sims, but he's a major UFO researcher from the States, from Texas. He flew to Israel to see the Netanya incident. And again, that Shoshana Bar-On. Daryl Sims was the witnesses, and the partner was driving us nuts. But they did see something bright and seemingly exploding over the beach of Netanya. And then they've been haunted ever since. And we had some trouble believing him, let me tell you. But he did say one thing that turned out to be incredibly true. He said, when they show up in our apartment, in their apartment, they stink. You can smell them a mile off. And I said, sure, Elan, sure you can, except for one problem. I was the first to smell it. And I want you to know what a stink. I said, they're here. I can actually smell it. He's telling the truth. They're here. And then, Darren was next, and Elan was next, whatever. But I smelled it first. Now, if it was, Darren Sims was a good interviewer and a very patient one, but Elan finally drove him crazy, and he said he would not continue if this guy was in the house anymore. And he was actually forced out to leave. But nonetheless, that was a very powerful, I smelt it. I was there, I swear, but I smelt it. And I also, well, I'm going to go on to other things. I went into UFO circles. I took my kids, both of them, to one circle at, oh, where was it? It was Beit Zarzir. What a circle that was. First of all, let me get through the best video ever taped of a UFO in the world. And that is at Kibbutz Hatzor. Now, that's in the Negev. The whole kibbutz filmed it for two nights in a row with two separate video cameras. They all tried to take credit for filming it. Well, it's in my book, Return of the Giants. Also, I have a DVD of all, including all the sightings episodes. You can see this. All I can say is it had two layers of what appeared to be windows or vents, strangely shaped things, and it goes on and on. This is a, we believe, I believe from the video, it is in one corner of a disc that is very, very long. But my goodness, did this thing go on and off, and vents came in and vents came out. Nowhere in the world was a UFO. So up till then, in my opinion, a better UFO I've ever filmed. Now, look, what I'm describing is a very unique experience, and Israel went through it from 87. Well, Kadima was 93. The Giants were all in 87. I'm sorry, all in 93. Look, there are ways, but you have to guess at this puzzle. What are they doing in Israel? I'm going to prove to you in 1 second they weren't in neighboring countries. What were they all doing in Israel? Now, look, there is no question that Giants were in Israel today, and they left enough clues and evidence, and it was tested, and the works. But 5,000 years ago, there was a place where the Giants lived as their land. One giant king, without diving into Philistines, and I'm not so sure he was a giant. He was just tall. We're talking giants. Og of Bashan, his bed, in the Bible, it says so, was 13 feet long. The Golan Heights was giant territory back then. Now, right now, go to the Golan Heights. I invite you. It's in my book, again. It's a site called Gilgal Rephaim, means Circle of the Giants. It was built 500 years before Stonehenge, from before the pyramids. 5,200 years ago it was begun. It consists of five concentric rings, which no one can appreciate from above. No one. Except from above, I'm sorry. No one. The site is huge. I don't know why it's not a major tourist site in Israel, frankly. It's every bit as good as Stonehenge, and it's up there with the pyramids in a lot of respects. The site is enormous. The outside circle has a diameter of 159 meters, a football field and a half about, and over 37,000 tons of rocks went into this circle. Again, five concentric circles making a circle. What it seems to be, like all these ancient circles, is an opening would measure the solar solstice, and another opening would measure the rising of Sirius. They all seem to have astronomical significance, but this one is one of the biggest in the world. All right, 500 years older than the pyramids. Now, one mystery about Gilgal Rephaim. Why wasn't there was no other Middle East complex built that even remotely resembles it? The nomads of the time didn't build it, didn't make megaliths. It had to be outsiders. Now, again, I'm jumping and I say so. According to the Bible, the only outsiders living on the Golan Heights were the giants. Now, I'm going to give you a conclusion before I go back to my book. This is a long shot, but I don't think there's a better one. Look at the date of the Oslo Agreement. I've got so many books. Just tell. Look, they began in April of 93, all right? That's when the writing began. They were formalized in July of 93. That's when the last UFO left. They arrived when Oslo began. They left when Oslo was formalized. Look, unless you can come up with a better explanation, that's the one that I chose. I knew Israel was being destroyed and didn't have a lot of time left. Look, Israel's, the biblical giants were God's enemy, and Israel's armies were their means to destruction. Well, I don't know if that's the same, but I would contemplate the real arrival of giants in 93 to Israel with a bit of trepidation here.
Well, it's a fascinating, fascinating story. Were there any other sightings?
Lots.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, first of all, let me get my book in now.
Our listeners how they can get to your books, how they can get your books into your website and your PayPal button. Go ahead.
Look, I think this is a book. Get the black and white. It's cheaper. It's at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. There's a search box. Now, 8 of 9 of my books are in this list. You just write in Chamish, Chamish. That will take you to the books. The newest book is called The Stinger, Not the Stung. Well, you just have to write in Chamish, The Stinger, Not the Stung. It's not on the list, and I'm not the person to fix it. Okay, my website is barrychamish.com. And, yes, there is a PayPal button. And I've got legal problems with the crazy tenants on top of my ceiling, and I swear they were put here on purpose. I need a little help. If anybody can help, I got to go to court. I have no choice, to sue my landlords. So if you want to help, go to PayPal. There's my name, and I find ways to say thank you to you. All righty. There we go. Shall we continue?
You continue, please. And once again, your website, how can people get to your website?
BarryChamish.com.
BarryChamish.com. Go right ahead, Barry.
All right. Well, here's another interesting, a real beaut. Now, we talked about that short period until 93, between Shigmona and Modi'in, a hiatus. It really wasn't. It just didn't have the giants. What it had, in my opinion, was the best witness UFO. Look, it starts with a guy driving a cab home at 3 a.m. Why these sightings are always at night, I would assume maybe you can't see them in the day. I have no idea, but 3 a.m, he sees a helicopter in distress. Keep hearing that, I tell you. And he stops the cab, looks outside, and says, no, this is not a helicopter. It may be a terrorist incursion. And by the way, Israelis always think that. And you know what? In their position, I can understand why. he phones the police department of Beit Sha'an, and he tells them, just look outside, look a little south, and you'll see it. And the cop on duty stepped outside, looked a little south, and there it was, and he panicked. He phoned the chief of police for Beit Sha'an, Yitzchak Mordechai, a very, very nice guy. And he was a terrific interview for sightings, but he was watched. That was the only little problem. That night, this was December 6, 1991, Mordechai called. He went outside, had a look in the sky. First of all, he called the army. Then he called the kibbutz security of the region. And then he called his police force to bring in reserves. They chased this thing for close to three and a half hours. From 3 in the morning to 6:30 in the morning, a convoy of 500 Air Force soldiers. Oops, I hear the music.
Go right ahead.
A convoy of soldiers, a convoy of police, a convoy of kibbutz security, close to 500 of them, chased this thing up and down the Beit Sha'an Valley for almost 3.5 hours.
And then what happened?
Well, there's more to it before and then what happened. Now, the main issue I've had is why weren't these sightings being seen in the neighbors to Israel? Once again, this craft dragged the convoy. It knew what it was.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
While the storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. and I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's been Barry. I share this evening fascinating conversation about UFO sightings in Israel, and then as suddenly as they started, they disappeared, and they haven't had any for many years, have they, Barry?
Oh, no, they sure have.
Oh, have they had
they
some
sure
recently?
They sure have. The coverage is... There was a beauty 2 years ago over the Temple Mount.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to then go ahead and do this some other evening. We're out of time. Would you be willing to do another program on this?
Anytime you say, I'm there for you.
Okay, God bless. We'll get back to you real soon, and thanks very much. And suddenly a caller had called and wanted to know how to spell Barry Shamish. It's BarryShamish.com. That's his website, Barry, BarryShamish.com. We actually have an excellent 4-CD set. It's called The Return of the Giants, and we'd done this some years ago. We'd actually recorded 4 DVDs, or 4 CDs, I should say, of interviews with Barry about this very subject. Fascinating subject, and certainly if you'd like to get the 4-CD set on The Return of the Giants, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle. There really are supernatural forces out there. We live in a material world, but there is an immaterial world. We live in a visible world. There's an invisible world. We live in a material world, but there is a spiritual world out there. And until you understand that, so much of what's going on today really doesn't make sense. Well, we hope you'll want to go to our website and get the 4-CD set, The Return of the Giants. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We also have a number of 4-CD sets on the New Age and on the supernatural. Suddenly, just give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, and you certainly would want to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, which will introduce you into this whole concept of the invisible world that's out there, the spiritual battle that's being fought behind the scenes for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And basically, of course, we hope many of you will want to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs, where you can watch our DVDs, you can read our newsletters, you can get to the other site we have called Other Information on the Internet, something like that. You'll find it there, right next to the point where it just says to listen to our programs. But we just certainly hope that many of you will become partners with us in the Radio Liberty family so that we can continue certainly our programs. So we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week, and it's an expensive proposition, but fortunately we do have some supporters. We've been able to continue, and if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, again, the number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And we do hope, of course, that many of you out there will understand we're entering into a very, very difficult time. The America we've known isn't going to be ceased to exist. Suddenly, our people are turning towards all sorts of things. There's increasing tempo of violence in our country. Certainly, people do not understand that the water fluoridation is being used to poison the black population. If you correlate, certainly, the number of black people in prison with the water fluoridation, if they fluoridate with hydrofluorosilicic acid, why, it raises the level of lead in the blood of black children 6 times. It only doubles it in white children. And of course, if you just fluoridate the water or don't fluoridate it, why, the lead level stands the same. But we're poisoning the blacks, and then you can correlate that with criminal activity. And of course, in the areas where they fluoridate the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, why, the level certainly of criminal activity increases dramatically, to the point where in 1995, 1 in every 5 young black men, 21 to 31, was in prison, probation, or parole. This is not accidental, ladies and gentlemen. Are you going to get involved with us and help our black brothers and sisters? Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you. Grateful for a life so faithful.
Radio show 13 January. It is Monday, 2014. Thank you so much for joining us today, caring about your world and doing the next right and honorable thing.